Now, more and more Kayamita are able to have the ability to have the faith to understand the sharing, because awareness-based meditation is very different. It will bring you to the true mind. When you are aware, you will realize your true mind, your awareness nature. And this is what winning is trying to get cultivator to understand. Once you realize that, you will bypass all the thought-based meditation or doing, or you will not waste time on all the thought-based, so-called knowledge-based type of cultivation. So without sati, without awareness, there is no heedfulness. And according to the Buddha, it's very clear. Heedfulness is the path to the depthless, whereas the heedless are as it is. So if you don't know what is heedfulness, you cannot start your meditation. To be heedful, the Buddha mentioned under Dhammapada verse 23 very clearly. The constantly meditative, ever mindful and steadfast one, they will realize the supreme enlightenment, Nibbana. The bond-free supreme enlightenment, Nibbana, the unconditioned. And who is this constantly meditative, ever mindful? This defies heedfulness. So you need to be in the state of ever mindful state, means constantly meditative, using this ability of mindfulness that you have developed. So when you understand this is heedfulness, then you will be very clear that if I want to be heedful, to become enlightened, because if you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. That's why heedfulness is the path to the deathless, whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. So without heedfulness, you cannot go. So what is heedfulness? To be constantly meditative and ever mindful, there are two components. First component is ever mindful. How can you be in that state of ever mindful? Not only mindful, that's why you have to stabilize it to be ever mindful. That's the reason why that awareness-based meditation can lead you to that. And when you are just aware, you are without thought. That is what sati is. That is what mindfulness is. Awareness before the knowing. So when you stabilize that, it becomes samadhi. Your mind becomes collected and unwavering. Then you can use it to meditate, to investigate Dhamma, to cultivate. That's why to meditate means to be in the state of awareness that is very stable, to observe, to insight into phenomena, to awaken, to realize the truth. So understanding this, you will know how to move into the cultivation. So the question about meditation is constantly meditating means constantly developing the bhavana of meditation as taught by the Buddha. And the Buddha taught us three types of wisdom. When you meditate, bhavana, you develop three types of wisdom. First type of wisdom is through hearing, listening, sutta mayabhanya. That's why you have to, like the Avijja Sutta say, develop ability to have Kayanamitta, Dhamma friends. Then you have the opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma. You have to do that. That is step two. So opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma is the first turning wisdom. So you listen. Then after that, you develop the second turning, reflect, contemplate, and inquire. That's how you develop the Sutta-maya-panya. Wisdom born of constant reflection, contemplation, and inquiry. Then finally is the third turning, bhavana maya panya, That one, you need to use the silent mind to develop the meditation, the bhavana. So unless you go through this tree, you are not meditating. So when you contemplate on the Four Noble Truths and its tree turning, that is the second turning wisdom. Then when you listen to Dhamma, the essential Dhamma, the Four Noble Truths, the spin-off from there, all those things, that is also cultivation. That's why constantly meditating is in the meditative state. Then when you cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness leading to the seven factors of enlightenment, when you silence your mind to be ever mindful, to insight into the normal, to awaken, that is Bhavana Mayapanya, the turning wisdom. So basically, to be heedful is to be ever mindful, to cultivate the Four Noble Truths and its tree turning. And basically, Four Noble Truths and his tree turning accumulate into the Noble Eightfold Path, because that is the Fourth Noble Truth. The Fourth Noble Truth, you will come to know, that is the path that leads to the end of all suffering. That's why the meditation as taught by the Buddha is the Noble Eightfold Path. It doesn't bring you back to the Noble Eightfold Path. That is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So from heedfulness, you start. That's why I keep on reminding Kayamita.